Hence, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good, thank you. How's it going?
Very, very well. Thank you very much. Exciting that we can get, you know, level one fully into the theatres very soon.
I know. I'm so excited.
What's actually happening in theatre around Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, opening tonight at Basement is a show called Neon Bootleg, and it's the unauthorised autobiography of Mistress Moolaga, which is, you might recognise her from the Coven Collective, or Fat Swag, and they are a performance artist, a director, an actress, a dancer, and this is their totally solo show, so it's directed and created and styled by them. And it's sort of like, it's been described as a ceremonial water cleansing that revisits a period of 90s nostalgia.
Mint.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. And I imagine going by the title Neon, there'll be lots of cool lights and signs, and I like a...
plenty of good costumes.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for that. I think it was actually on maybe a couple of years ago in 2018 or 2017. But
sweet.
If you've seen it before, it could be fun to see how it's changed.
Mm.
So that is at Basement. It opens tonight and then of October.
Hello, you got slightly taken over by the aliens there. When does it open?
Tonight.
Oh, cool.
And then till the 10th of October.
Awesome. That sounds like something not to miss.
Yeah, not at all. And I guess, wait, when does level one happen? Is that Thursday?
Thursday day, Wednesday, 11:59 p.m. So midnight.
Oh, well, if you go on a Thursday, Friday or Saturday, it'll be a much more fuller show, I guess.
Awesome.
But also Basement encourages to wear a mask as well, so very important. And then there is another show at Basement. I think I may have spoken about this before, but I think it was that time where we were really excited for level two and then it got snatched out of our hands or something, or Basement reopening again. But this is James Nocky Say's Goddamn Fancy Man.
Nice.
Cool stand-up, described as cathartic stand-up, which, you know, is always nice.
It's good to have a laugh that makes you also feel like you've processed some emotions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. 5-star reviews. The Scotsman said it was packed full of paternal wisdom.
Nice.
I have to say, I actually have seen this show and it was very, very good. I can give it 2 thumbs up.
Did you have a good cathartic laugh?
I did have a cathartic laugh. That is a very good way to put it.
Nice.
Nice.
Yes, I highly recommend as well.
Awesome. So that is on the 8th of October. So opens on Thursday and then goes until Saturday. So you've got 3 nights. And that's at 6:30 p.m. So if you wanted, you could go see that and then just stay on and see Neon Bootleg.
Awesome. Perfect. Double bill. Why not?
Yeah. And there's one more show I wanted to talk about called Drag for Democracy. And it's a drag show this Thursday hosted by Chloe Swarbrick at Phoenix on K Road. And it's also going to have Green MP Jan Logie there. And it's hosted by Anita Wiglet, and it's just a really cool lineup of great drag artists to celebrate our democracy, I suppose.
Fabulous. Fabulous stuff. So that's a bunch of good theatre you can go and see. And will we catch you in a theatre soon, Zoe? You'll be out there getting some culture?
I'm really excited for a show that's opening next week called Heatwave, but I'll save that for next day's stage direction.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to hearing about it. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
See you, Zoe.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Thank you very much, Zoe. That's so much good.